order. Lexi, please call the roll.
Chair Buchanan.
Here.
Vice Chair Cheney.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Alexander.
Here.
Representatives Brannon.
Here.
Busada Cabrera.
Here.
Daley.
Here.
Diamond.
Here.
Fine. Honchowski.
Here.
Lamarca. McFarland excused. Mello. Mooney.
Here.
Umfroy. Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomko. True Now.
Here.
We have quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Lexi. Members, announcements. Please make sure to turn off your cell phones and other electronic devices or move them to silence during the committee. Today we have four bills on the agenda, and we will start first with Representative Burton with HB 1097, Florida Citrus. You are recognized to explain the bill, Representative Burton, HB 1097.
All right, come on automatically. I'll keep my hands off. I'm sorry. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, committee members. Really happy to present HB 1097 to you today. HB 1097 revises the membership of the Florida Citrus Commission by adding three additional districts. It requires biannual reports to the Florida Citrus Commission on projects funded from the state treasury on citrus production research or by entities contracting with the FDOC, creating one point of reporting for entities that spend multiple agencies and institutions. Additionally, it includes language to give Florida growers first right of refusal on any new citrus variety developed as a result of research funded with state dollars. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Great explanation. Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor. All right, seeing no questions, there are no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? Okay, up first, we have Shannon Shep with Florida Department of Citrus, who is a proponent. Here for questions. Any questions? Okay, members, we're in debate. Is there a bit debate on the bill? Debate? All right, members, seeing no debate on the bill. Representative Burton, you are recognized to close on HB 1097.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for all those questions and that great debate, members. I would ask your support of what I think is a very supportive bill for an important industry here in Florida, the citrus industry. So I appreciate your support.
Great close. Lexi, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Brannon.
Yes.
Busada Cabrera.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Daley.
Yes.
Diamond.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Honchowski.
Yes.
Lamarca. McFarland. Mello. Mooney.
Yes.
Umfroy.
Yes.
Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomko.
Yes.
True Now.
Yes.
Chair Buchanan.
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we moved pretty quickly through that one, members. Up next, what we're going to do is we're going to move on to a very exciting one. Our very own Vice Chair Cheney has HB 1177, Grease Waste Removal and Disposal. Representative Cheney, you are recognized to explain HB 1177.
Thank you, Chair Buchanan, and thank you for that really impressive introduction. Do you mind if I present from here? Do you want me to?
Absolutely, you may present from your seat.
So, very briefly, this bill brings transparency and accountability to the process of removing grease waste from facilities like restaurants that produce grease waste. And there is a strike call, so I can go into more detail with the strike
call. Okay, members, we can go into questions, but we do have a strike call on this, and we will have the opportunity for questions in the strike call. So why don't we just move on to the strike call? There's no questions. And Representative Cheney, you are recognized to explain strike call barcode 269645.
Thank you, Chair. So this bill will bring transparency and accountability to the process that restaurants are required to have, or producers of FOG, fats, oils, and grease, are required to have grease haulers come and remove grease from their facility. What we have are some bad actors, and these bad actors will pick the grease up from the restaurant that the restaurant owner has paid for their service, and then they will take the grease and dump it down a municipal sewer system rather than taking it to a recycling facility that will probably properly remove it. In other instances, they don't clean out the traps in the restaurants, which cause lots of problems for the restaurants. Current law requires that you catch these people in the act, and because this service is typically done after hours, it's very difficult to do. The city of Lakeland actually climbed a tree, mounted some cameras, found them, then sealed their manhole, so that's clearly not the way to make this happen. So what this bill does is it requires a cradle-to-grave manifest, meaning the pickup will document the amount of grease that's been removed, and then the recycling facility will document the amount, and the restaurant owner will have those two manifests to determine whether they got what they paid for, and the city will now be able to look at those manifests and determine whether the grease has been properly disposed of, rather than climbing trees. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for the explanation, Vice Chair Cheney. Members, we're in questions. Questions on the strike all? Questions? Seeing no questions on the strike all, is there public testimony? Up first, we have Samantha Pageant with Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Samantha, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Samantha Pageant. I'm the Vice President of Government Relations and General Counsel for the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Thank you, Representative Cheney, for engaging our industry in this conversation from the very beginning. She has been clear from the outset that she wants to find solutions to this issue, but does not want to create additional burdens for an already embattled industry, and we really appreciate your efforts. She has taken our feedback on this issue, and she has incorporated into this amendment, and we are really grateful for that. We've talked to our restaurant owners, to a lot of the service providers that are sort of the conduit to this service for our restaurants. We've got a lot of great feedback, and she continues to be open to that, and we're grateful. We also want to continue to have good relationships with our service providers and the haulers that do come to our business. And we see this bill as providing a mechanism for better service and clearer communication between the business and the hauler. And we support this amendment.
Thank you for that. Any further public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony, members, we're in debate. Debate on the amendment. Debate. Seeing no debate on the amendment, Representative Cheney, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only close I'd like to say is to make you feel comfortable with what I hope is an upvote. And I heard from a number of restaurant owners who told me stories of how it cost them thousands and in some cases tens of thousands of dollars to clean up and repair what they had already paid for. So with that, I close, and I thank you for your support.
All those in favor say yay. Yay. All those that oppose, nay. Show the amendment is adopted. That was very enthusiastic there, members. We are back on the bill as amended. Is there public testimony on the bill? We have Christopher Hansen up first with Florida Rural Water Association, who is a waving in support. Any other testimony? Okay, members, we're on debate. Debate on the bill. Debate on the bill is amended. Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you are recognized to close on HB 1177.
Wave close.
Very nice. Lexi, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Posada Cabrera? Yes. Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Hunchofsky?
Yes.
LaMarca? McFarland? Mello? Mooney?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Tomko?
Yes.
Trunau?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Up next, we're going to do Everglades Protection Areas by Representative Alupis. Representative Alupis, you are recognized to explain HB 729, and we have missed you on the committee this session, by the way. Please explain the bill.
It's good to see you too, Chairman, former committee members. My heart is racing not only because I just ran from the other side of the Capitol, but because I genuinely love this bill. Members, more than 25 years ago, this legislative body passed the Everglades Forever Act, creating the Everglades Protection Area and putting into place long-term goals for Everglades restoration and protection. Close to $9 billion, with a B, $9 billion in state and federal investment has been put into Everglades restoration. And I think understanding the Everglades and its importance from a natural resource perspective, as well as the significant investment that our state has made in restoration, it should be our responsibility as a body to ensure that any development within a certain range of the environmental protection area is done in a way that does not negatively or adversely impact those efforts. So what HB 729 seeks to do is set a 2-mile buffer from the Everglades Protection Area, requires that any development in that 2-mile buffer go through the Department of Environmental Protection for a determination of adverse impact on Everglades restoration efforts, and provides that local governments must modify plans and amendments to include measures or strategies to eliminate or mitigate those adverse impacts. Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Great explanation, Representative Alupis. Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor? Vice Chair Cheney, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Rep. I love your bill, and I'm sorry I didn't think of this question before, but you said this is a 2-mile buffer. Was this bill up years ago, and wasn't it a larger buffer? And if so, could you speak to why it's now reduced?
Representative Alupis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Great question, Representative Cheney. So yeah, 2 years ago, a similar bill came up with a 5-mile buffer, and in conversations with stakeholders and understanding where a lot of the projects were currently placed, we decided to have a 2-mile buffer at this point.
Members, questions? Representative Overdorf for a question.
Thank you. Great bill, Representative. And just a little couple things. When we say a plan amendment, this could be site plan, this could be PUD, or this is only with comprehensive plans.
Representative Alupis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm actually going to phone a friend because I'm an education guy. So I'm going to ask the foundation if they could help with just clarification on Representative Overdorf's discussion. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. As it's drafted right now, it deals with comprehensive plan amendments.
Just one last, I think that's kind of a question.
Representative Overdorf for a follow-up.
Would you be amenable, just in reading the language and reading the bill, it refers to EPA over and over again, and being a guy that deals with the Environmental Protection Agency versus the Everglades Protection Area, we may want to find a way that if it's worked out in statute that we could deal with that so that some of our friends that read all these statutes aren't confused all the time. I would appreciate that, and if you could just address that. Thank you.
Members, any other questions?
May I respond? Clarity on EPA versus, meaning Environmental Protection Agency versus EPA, the environment, the Everglades Protection, we can certainly clarify.
Yep. Questions? Seeing no further questions, public testimony. Laura Reynolds, Withhold the Line Coalition. Oh, let's back up, members. There are no amendments. No amendments. So let's move on to public testimony. Ms. Reynolds, you are recognized.
I agree. This is a wonderful bill. We wholeheartedly support it, although I think a 5-mile buffer would be better. Rep. Cheney, thank you for bringing that up. Our coalition is made up of municipalities, businesses, environmental groups, community groups, and we have spent years trying to make sure that the buffer needed to restore the Everglades is protected. And it is a full-time job. It is always under threat of development, and we can't afford to have our investment in Everglades restoration and in Biscayne Bay to be, sidelined by a decision where it's made not knowing what the future holds. These projects take decades to complete and decades of funding asks. And when we continue to make decisions that are counter to that, those investments aren't going to come to the state. So we have to make sure that we're protecting, you know, that investment. And what's more, that buffer also helps to make us more resilient. So by doing this, we're actually looking forward to making sure that we recharge our aquifer, make sure that we're protecting ourselves from storm surge. Our coalition is sort of looking at the big picture and making sure that Miami-Dade is livable and that we do uphold our comprehensive master plan. We already have a master plan that helps protect us into the future. This would just make sure that we protect those investments. So please vote this up and fast track it. Thank you. And thank you for putting it forward.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Reynolds. Anna Upton, the Everglades Foundation, you are recognized.
Thank you. Anna Upton, I'm the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Everglades Foundation. We want to thank Representative Lupus for filing this common sense piece of legislation that protects the state interest and the taxpayers' investment in Everglades restoration. The Everglades is the water supply for South Florida's growing population and millions of tourists as well. And the Everglades Foundation supports the bill and asks for you to do so as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Up next, we have Cody Rogers with the Clio Institute. Waving in support. Up next, we have David Cullen with the Sierra Club. Sierra Club waves in support. Members. Members, that concludes public testimony. Is there debate on the bill? Debate on the bill. Debate on the bill. Seeing no debate on the bill, Representative Lupus, you are recognized to close on HB 729.
Thank you, Chairman. Obviously, this is the first committee of reference, so I'm not going to waive close. We can wait for the next stop. But I want to thank first of all, you, Chairman, for helping get this bill up. The Everglades Foundation, who've been instrumental in helping craft this legislation to make sure that it's sort of we strike the right balance. I agree, Representative Cheney. This is again an important first step in a conversation that we can continue to have. And Representative Overdorf, this is your world, so I look forward to having conversation with you about this legislation. Members, I'm not blind to the ever increasing population of Florida, and with that, the ongoing need for affordable housing. But I think it's our responsibility as a deliberative body to balance that growth with the environmental needs and the water quality needs of our state, and I think that this bill is an important step in that direction. And I will leave you with a quote from the namesake of a school in Representative Honchovsky's district, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who said, "There are no other Everglades in the world. They have always been one of the unique regions of the earth, remote, never wholly known. Nothing anywhere else is like them." Members, I think this is a hugely important bill. Further illustrative of the role of the commitment that this body has to environmental protection, Everglades protection. And with that, I'd ask for your support.
Great close. Lexi, call the roll.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Brennan?
Yes.
Buslada Cabrera?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Honchovsky?
Yes.
LaMarca? McFarland? Mello? Mooney?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Tomko?
Yes.
Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Lupus.
Thank you, committee. I'll see you soon.
All right, up next, we have a bill presentation from our very own Representative Honchovsky. Public financing of potential at-risk structures and infrastructure. Representative Honchovsky, you are recognized to explain 1077.
Thank you, Chair Buchanan, Vice Chair Cheney, and Democratic Ranking Member Alexander and the subcommittee for allowing me to present House Bill 1077, Public Financing of Potentially At-Risk Structures and Infrastructures, to the committee today. House Bill 1077 expands on the landmark sea level impact project legislation passed in 2020 that began tackling sea level rise head on. Current law requires public entities to examine sea level rise impacts on proposed infrastructure projects that use state funds. The main change is that the original version of this law applied to only a very small coastal area referred to as the coastal building zone. In some areas, this strip of land was just 100 feet wide. This bill amends the location of where these studies are required to anywhere deemed at risk due to sea level rise. And that is the bill, and I will happily answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Hunchovsky. Members, are there questions? Questions of the sponsor? Questions? Seeing no questions, there are no amendments. Is there public testimony? All right, up first, we have David Cullen with CR Club. Wave in support.
Oh, my God.
Up next, we have Kate Wesner with Americans Flood Coalition. You are recognized. Well, I actually, people say I should have been a doctor the way I write, so it's okay. It's okay.
Well, good afternoon, Chairman, members. Kate Wesner, Florida Director for the American Flood Coalition Action. It's my pleasure on behalf of the coalition to support House Bill 1077 to ensure public projects account for increasing flooding statewide. Under our state's current sea level impact projection or SLIP requirement, publicly financed projects in the coastal building zone must examine the impacts of flooding and sea level rise. This zone is a narrow strip of land along the coast in most places. We know that sea level rise is not just an issue for the very near coastline, but increasingly inland as well. It is critical that we take a fiscally responsible approach to ensure that publicly financed projects account for sea level rise anywhere rising seas impact our communities, not just those on the coast. And this bill makes that adjustment. It would also require, as part of the study, flood mitigation solutions are explored and documented. To put it simply, it is not enough to know that you are at risk, but to ensure solutions are actually implemented. Thank you for your time, and we urge you to support this important piece of legislation.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Members, up next, we have Jonathan Weber with the Florida Conservation Voters, Inc. Mr. Weber, you are recognized.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Weber. I'm the Deputy Director of Florida Conservation Voters, and I urge you to vote yes on HB 1077. Climate change and associated impacts like sea level rise pose a serious threat to our people. As our state grows and continues to develop and redevelop, it is vital that the legislature take these threats into account, especially before taxpayer dollars are spent. Unfortunately for Florida, our sea level rise problems are not relegated to just coastal areas. If you haven't checked out the NOAA Sea Level Rise Projections Viewer alluded to in the bill, I encourage you to Google it. It's an eye-opener for sure. The good news is that this bill will put our state in a better position to address some of the immense infrastructure problems we have ahead. 2020 does seem like an eternity ago for all of us, but the legislature smartly set the state on the right course with the passage of the original Sea Level Rise Impact Projection Bill. This bill builds on that important work. I encourage you to vote yes. Thank you so much, and thank you to the sponsor.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Weber. Any further public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony, members, we are in debate. Debate on the bill. Debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, Representative Hunchovsky, you are recognized to close on HB 1077.
Thank you very much, Chair, and I just want to thank the committee for their hopeful support on this bill. With that, I close.
Thank you for your close. Lexi, you are recognized to call the roll.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Husada Cabrera?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Hunchovsky?
Yes.
Lamarca? McFarland? Mello? Mooney?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Tomko?
Yes.
Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Hunchovsky. Members, that concludes today's meeting agenda, short and sweet. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Cheney moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.